Yes, 459.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Ciccini.
Right, welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Rude, how's it going on this Thursday evening?
Not bad, dude. Just dealing with some heat.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to start moving west probably after the weekend's over with.
Yeah.
So, actually over the course of the week. I think we're going to stay hot this weekend, but you probably won't.
Yeah, hopefully they moved like some football games and stuff back on Friday night. So not that a 7 o'clock start or a 8 o'clock rather than a 7 o'clock start is going to make too much difference, I wouldn't think. But supposedly Friday night supposed to get some storms up here, and then turning around on Saturday going to be like a high of 86 with some rain on Saturday too. So maybe that'll cut the stick of butter in half, but it's been miserable, man. And I know I've been checking on your temps down there too. And like, right now it feels like 111 here. And, let's see, New Orleans, it feels like 110. So yeah, it's basically the same. Yeah. Miserable.
Yeah, it's just too much. I mean, it's just to the point now where it's just like, I don't want to say you don't ever get used to it, but it's just like, well, there we go again, just another day. But we're supposed to get some storms maybe on Monday and or Sunday night, you know, and then it'll cool. I say cool off, but it'll be like 96 instead of 101. Yeah. But at this point, 96 looks pretty darn good, you know.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, that that heat ridge is what's keeping it, keeps hurricanes away, and that's moving out. But then there's a low coming in, and that's why we're going to get some storms, and that should help too. So whatever works to keep stuff away from us for a while, that's, we, you know, we got another couple months left of it, so you know, that's all that's important.
Right.
But yeah, it's, I'm getting sick of it, that's for sure.
Me as well.
Did you see the Lakers unveiled that the new statue for Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, I heard something about it, and I haven't seen it yet, though. Did you get to take a look at it?
I did. It's pretty cool. It's a picture, or it's a picture. It's a statue of him and his daughter, actually. He's in his uniform, and they put it in front of the crypto arena, crypto.com arena. But it's a picture of him and holding his daughter's hand, and she's got a basketball underneath her arm, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet. He would have been, what, 45 yesterday? He was, yeah. I like Kobe. I'm a big Jordan guy, but you know, I got a lot of respect for Kobe too, man. He was a hell of a player.
Yep. I think that's probably the closest you're going to see to what Michael was. And, he was pretty darn close. But I thought it was a good tribute. And if you haven't got to check it out, I'm sure you can see the pictures online. And then I saw this today and how quickly the tide has turned on the love for this guy. So, we were talking about Oliver Anthony yesterday. Well, we talked about him the last couple of days with his song that went to number one on the Hot 100 of Billboard with Richmond, North of Richmond, right? Mm-hmm. So, like I said yesterday, listening to it, I don't think it's partisan by any stretch. I think it's just, politicians against the people type of a song. So he was on, he got interviewed by Fox and Friends on Fox News and went into, they were asking him things. And he said that he believed in order for the United States to survive another generation, it needs to get back to its sense of community. And he was quoted as saying, "I mean, we are the melting pot of the world, and that's what makes us strong is our diversity. And we need to learn to harness that and appreciate it and not use it as a political tool to keep everyone separate from each other." Oops, shouldn't have used the word diversity.
Yeah.
So I guess all of the so-called supporters of his, they went to the new X. And there's one that says, "Such a letdown. Did he sell out already to the rich men of Richmond, north of Richmond?" Let's see. And then another one, "Promoted algorithm boosted based red beard hillbilly song guy was faking his accent and says diversity is our strength." So now he's not even, they don't even believe he is who he is. That it was just a psyop, I guess. And then another one, "Oliver Anthony is now openly calling America a melting pot and saying diversity is our strength. Using the voice of the downtrodden working class to smuggle this message is one of the most despicable anti-white psyops ever."
What a mess.
Isn't that just unbelievable? Because the guy is honest and he has his belief system, which you were just okay with 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say anything that was really wrong. He just doesn't believe exactly the way you do, which is the number one problem in our country right now, is that people would think that everyone should think exactly the way they do. And that's just not the case.
Yep, there's no end in sight either, man. Things are pretty hot right now. It's I don't know, man. It's bad, real bad.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just over the whole thing, and I dread the next year and 4 months of political stuff and political ads and debates and everything else. It doesn't sound like a good time.
Nope. Especially after the one last night. It was interesting.
I didn't bother. I watched more educational things, like the new Star Wars series that came out on Tuesday, Ahsoka.
There you go.
I thought that would have been better use of my time.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't argue.
All right. Well, let's take a break. Come back. We'll talk some baseball. And we got a lot of stuff to get to. Of course, it's Thursday, so we'll wrap things up with Florida Man at the end. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season. Only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune into Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
See how this affects free agency, but Shohei Ohtani last night injured his suffered a tear in his ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow in game one of the doubleheader Wednesday against the Reds, and he might need to end up having Tommy John surgery. which for him, that's a huge deal. Not just that he has Tommy John, but the amount of money that probably just got taken off the table.
Yep. And that's the risk, man. I mean, I don't know. There's really no other way to put it. You know, he's a dual threat player. That's, excuse me. I don't know. You're going to run into that, I guess. That's not a good time for him too, but, and and that just makes you think the investment that you want to put in on somebody like that, even though he is the best player in baseball right now and is doing amazing things, when you front that kind of money like that, and then this can happen, and then what? You know, that's why I don't think anybody is worth that much. I mean, God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking, you know, we talked about it. We talked about it last week that there was an article on ESPN's website about, I guess that was last week, you know, calculating the actual worth of his next contract. And they were saying that his contract should be worth $912 million, anywhere from 912 to 640. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
There's nobody that can afford that.
No. And if you're given that kind of contract, you're really handcuffing your team on what else they can do. I mean, there just needs to be a set limit you can pay somebody. I mean, how much is enough? I mean, yeah. That's where it comes down to. You know, you talk about all the other ignorant crap going on out there that's non-sports. I think this is ignorant. Then it needs to be addressed by one of these idiot politicians if they want to. If you know, I don't know their jurisdiction on something like that, really. But there needs to be something set. You know, it needs to be a fair playing field. And when somebody's making all this money, you're not, it's just not, it's not feasible to me, man. I don't know.
Well, I don't think that you can, I don't think that you can, if you're going to pay one player $912 million, I just don't see how, you know, I don't see how you can do business like that. And regardless, as much as we love any sport, it's business. And I just don't know what the right answer is, because, you know, it's not certainly not fair that the owners get the majority of the money that's going to be made off of the game, but there has to be something fair. And that's certainly not fair for $912 million, not at this time. You know, it's just, I don't see it. Whatever. You talk about somebody getting a really good contract right now. That's what, 300 million.
Yeah.
You know, that you're talking three times the amount, and something like this can happen so quickly, and that's it.
Yeah.
So then he's not a dual threat player. He's just, you know, I say just a hitter. He hit his 44th home run yesterday, but, you know, it certainly changes the appreciation value of what he's worth. And man, it's just such a huge risk.
Yeah. And you know, in the next 5 to 10 years, there may not be another player, you know, that comes across that has his talent, but you know, who's to say what's going to happen with the market? You know, you just can't keep raising the, you know, the pay scale. I mean, it's got to stop somewhere, man.
Right. Well, you know, and maybe I'm going to be in the minority whenever I say this, but I think he's a great player. He's obviously the best player in baseball right now. Mm-hmm. Is he the best hitter in baseball? No. Is he the best pitcher in baseball? No. Pitching wise, he gets a lot of strikeouts. His ERA is pretty decent. He's not getting 20 wins. Granted, his team's, you know, maybe part of that, but I don't see him as a dominating pitcher like a Gerrit Cole or some of the other pitchers. You know what I mean?
Right.
but he's very good at both. So I, you know, I'm not disagreeing or disputing that he's not the best player in baseball, but I feel like because he does both, it makes the perception that he is elite at both.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know about that.
Yeah. It's, you know, he's probably like a top five pitcher, top six, top seven. You know, is he one of the better hitters? Yeah, but he's not the best. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just a big controversy question. I mean, everybody's going to have their opinion on it, but that's a lot of money, man. I mean, that's just way too much.
I agree. But we'll see how this affects everything, especially since he's probably, if he has to have Tommy John, he's not pitching for sure. He's probably not going to be playing because he's going to have to do rehab. I don't know. That affects a lot for sure.
Yeah. And did I just hear something that Trout just went back on the deal?
He went back on? I know he came off of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I dreamt that too. I'll have to look into that. But I think I've seen that on Twitter.
Let's see. Yeah, 12 hours ago, one day after returning from 7 weeks on the IL.
Yeah,
so. The wrist. So there you go. Yep, and I thought this was they were good players. Don't get me wrong, but I saw this morning that the Mets are going to retire Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry's numbers next year. I wonder if the jerseys are going to be white that they retire.
Yeah. Yeah. With you get a mirror and a razor blade with them.
Oh, man. So that number 16 and number 18 will forever be retired by the New York Mets. So there you go. All right. Let's take a break, get some news, and we'll be back after this.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
He's old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season. Only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays
to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up early.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Tiger Island wildfire in Beauregard Parish is 85% contained. The only structures that have been destroyed in the blaze are camps and deer stands. And while the increase in containment is welcome news, Shannon Burgess with the Beauregard Parish Sheriff's Office says the slightest spark could change things in an instant, and he's imploring residents to abide by the statewide burn ban.
We still have people in the parish that are claiming that they're unaware of the burn ban, but we're still pushing that message out.
A change in wind direction last night caused the fire to jump across Highway 27, but that has since been contained and Highway 27 has reopened. There is smoke in the air from the wildfires. DEQ spokesperson Greg Langley says the public can keep track of air quality by going to DEQ's website and looking at the air quality index, which is color-coded. He says for today, the entire state is in yellow for moderate, smoky conditions.
If it gets in that orange area or even above that in the red area, you need to take some measures to avoid exposure.
LRN.
Experts call it blight. It's a big problem we can't ignore anymore. Abandoned properties can attract drugs and crime. They're eyesores and safety hazards. And they aren't always paying property taxes like the rest of us. Meanwhile, Louisiana's number 48 in police pay, number 35 in teacher pay, and dead last in firefighter pay. The new rule, when I'm governor, will be if you leave a property to become an eyesore and a haven for crime and drugs, we'll take it and get it to someone who'll fix it up. Someone who pays taxes, like you do. It will help fight crime and help us pay police, teachers, and firefighters what they deserve. I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent, and I'm running for governor. Politicians don't pay attention to things that work, but I do.
Hunter Lundy. Governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Something to Say radio show. So we talked about yesterday, we talked about Jonathan Taylor and his trade request and it being honored by the by the Colts. He was forced, though. I don't know how you do this. If you're telling him he can seek trades, but they forced him to go to Philadelphia with them to do. I don't even know what the point is, but he had to, quote unquote, not participate in practice with the Eagles, but be there because he hasn't participated in practice. I don't think the whole time. Mm-hmm. I think he just stands there. But they are. They're giving him now that he has until Tuesday to get a trade, or else they're not gonna do it. How in the hell do you work? I mean, this is like Le'Veon Bell type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he doesn't get the trade, and you've set the bar too high for him to be able to get a trade, you think he's just gonna play? Because I don't think he will.
Yeah, it's an interesting deal, man. You know, I guess his agent has ideas, obviously, on where, you know, he wants to go. It's just, I don't know. It's like they got to get to work, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. And, you know, I would be with the Colts. I would call it a rebuilding year since, you know, they're going to have, you know, bring in their new quarterback and whatnot. But just imagine if he was doing this. Well, he probably wouldn't be doing it if they had more of a foundation. So there's that. But, you know, I just wish they would, you know, go out there and play. I know the running back situation with the pay scale, and they don't think they're getting their keep and whatnot. But I don't know, man. If he's not healthy, that's one thing. But if he's just refusing to go out there because he doesn't want to play for that team, is I don't know. That's kind of annoying, man.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's a level to that, you know, a level of them not going to be a good team this year. That's probably plays a lot of it, because you're not giving them any financial security as far as the future. You're not willing to. I don't even know if they were. They don't. I don't think they even engaged in talks. I think that they just flat out told him no whenever he wanted to talk extension at the beginning of the offseason, which is, you know, I could see where that would upset a player for sure. Mm-hmm. And you're the best player on the team, and you're not willing to even entertain it. And you want me to go out and play for these with these I was almost gonna say something else. We'll just say bums. You know, I don't know. I think I'd have a bad taste in my mouth over it. But at the same time, like we talked about yesterday, with them then setting the bar so high, and this is what Taylor's value is, but we don't want to pay him what his value is. That's a different story. From what I'm reading, it looks like six teams have already inquired about him. Two of them, one being the Dolphins, which doesn't surprise me at all. And then the other one we talked about was the Eagles. And apparently, from what I was reading last night, they're being very aggressive because they feel like they knocked it out of the park. And they did. Well, I mean, you still got to see, but they did knock it out of the park in the draft this year. And, you know, they feel like they can afford to give up a first round pick for him. So. Yeah. I just hope it's not the Eagles. I really, you know, nothing against them, but I feel like they're going to be good enough as it is. Let's not stack the deck anymore.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent. You know, I don't know if I was a professional athlete, how I would like playing for the owner of the Colts.
Yeah, what was his name, Ursay?
Right. I would probably be hoping more for an owner like let's say the new Washington Commanders. He seems like he's pretty easygoing.
He seems like he likes to have a good time.
Exactly. Exactly. Just shake my hand and call it good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, well, speaking of the Colts, it made me what you were saying made me think about actually one of the first guests we ever had on the show is somebody that you and I went to school with. I won't say her name. But she was a cheerleader for the Colts, and you know, some of the things that Like they had to pay for their own outfits and things like that. Like, it's just mind blowing. And it's not just the Colts that do that. It's, you know, everybody, but some of the things that she told me, it was just very eye opening about that whole situation. And, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think it's just them.
Right.
But yeah, it's a tough situation. I guess we'll see Tuesday what happens, but if you don't get him traded, then I don't look for him to play. I know they can sit out until week 8 before they start getting, I think they get their pay taken away for the year, don't they?
Yeah, I think it just kind of depends on what's in their contract. I'm not sure about the nuts and bolts of it, but I'm sure there's something in there where there's going to be a penalty, you know, if he's not on the field.
Mm-hmm. And then last night it was announced that the Trey Lance era in San Francisco apparently is over just as quick as it came, because they announced Sam Darnold's going to be the backup to Brock Purdy. And so that leaves him odd man out, who, you know, Trey Lance was the number 3 pick in the 2021 draft. And just kind of surprising, man. I think they traded up to get him also, didn't they?
Yeah. And a lot of big names taken after him too, that, you know, just kind of, just a bad draft, man. It happens to all the teams, I guess. But it really, they didn't really get anything out of him, man. Just a lot of injuries and playing the waiting game.
Yeah, and if they're gonna move him, which I guess you could at least try to move him. He's entering his third season of his rookie contract, which is all fully guaranteed. And there's also a fifth-year option available. But because he got drafted high, number 3, that guaranteed salary could cause for some teams to back off of it. But I don't know. I mean, who's in that bad of dire straits for a quarterback right now? I guess we'll wait and see if injuries happen. But
I could think of one team immediately, and that's that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If I were them, I would make something happen.
Yeah. Yeah, them announcing that Baker Mayfield's the guy, which I thought they did last week, but I saw it last night and it wasn't an old post. So
yeah, that's something I would definitely do if I was them.
Well, and then, after reading that, I was looking on NFL.com, and they ranked the top 9 offenses in football this year. And I'll run through them and see what, and then you can tell me what you think. Number 9 is the Chargers. Number 8, the Cowboys.
Mm-mm.
Number 7, the Jets. Number 6, the Bengals. Number 5, the Jaguars. Number 4, the Eagles. Number 3, the Bills. Number 2, the Chiefs. And who do you think would be the number 1 offense, according to them?
Let's see. 49ers?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what they put.
Huh.
I don't see it, but I know they've got McCaffrey and they've got Debo and Jordan. I still think you need to see a full season of Brock Purdy.
Yeah. The quarterback definitely factors in there, and lack of experience. I don't care if he had a good year. Still, man, I want to see it again. I would pull Dallas off the whole list,
and I would too.
Probably easily replace it with the Steelers or the Saints. I think let's let the season start and let's let them do the talking for themselves. But I think there's going to, those, our two teams are going to have a pretty good, you know, offense. Both have lots of weapons, and, you know, they're building on another year, you know, with some of these younger guys, and, you know, you got the new quarterback and over, you know, New Orleans, and, you know, Pickett's in year two, and hopefully Canada is using more than one page of the playbook, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I think it'll, you know, like I said, just let them play, and I think that'll speak for itself. But Dallas sucks, man. Pardon my French, but man, Dak, seriously?
Yeah.
No, you could have him, dude.
Yeah, that I don't see where he's on the list. I think the Eagles probably, I think you could have just, the 49ers, I just don't buy it. We'll see. We'll see, but I just don't see it as a top 10 offense. I think you could move the Chiefs, the Bills, the Eagles up. I'm not sure if the Jaguars have a better offense than what the Bengals or even the Jets do right now, but I don't know. I guess that's the whole point of the exercise is to for debate. But
yeah, the 1 and 2 for me would, I mean, it could go either way, but the 1 and 2 teams would be probably KC and Philadelphia, and then maybe the Bills at third. I don't know. I mean, they didn't look. I mean, I'm a Bills fan. I'm Bills fan, Steelers fan, and I like the Saints. And I'm kind of got a little bit of pull for the Jets this year just because, you know, I have my dad was from out east and I kind of liked the teams that he liked, you know, and it's been a while for them. So, I mean, I could go with that, but I don't know, man. That's kind of what I would kind of lean on.
Yeah. Well, tonight the Steelers will be in action against our favorite team to hate, the Falcons. So go Steelers. And you know, I don't know how they're gonna play it. I don't know if Pickett's gonna be playing for the Steelers or not. But either way, I hope the Steelers just maul them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to watch. Should be pretty cool. And did you get a chance to watch the new Hard Knocks yet?
No, I haven't got to see it yet. I'm going to
do that. I watched it
tonight.
Last night. And it's pretty good, man.
I saw some of the highlights of it on Good Morning Football yesterday. So, but
there was a part that I liked on there. Aaron Rodgers is giving Zach Wilson little bit of the business for wearing that goofy superhero band around his forehead. He says he sweats so much he can't see, but you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's good excuse, I guess, if you're not hitting your receivers. Blaming on sweat in your eyes, you know.
That's right. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with some Florida Man, and we'll get out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Round these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
Segment on a Thursday night, so that means we need to go make our trip to Florida and check in on those good folks, see what's happening. So here's this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right. This comes from CBS12.com, and the headline made me think of somebody you and I know. Headline is Florida man arrested for DUI wearing a shirt that says, wearing I'm the reason the beer's always gone t-shirt. Came out of Ocala, Florida. A man wearing I'm the reason the beer's always gone shirt was charged with DUI after deputies said he was driving almost three times over the legal limit. Must have been driving while with a, I guess that's what it means, right? I'm assuming they think he blew over three times the limit.
Yeah, he was just having a good time. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Either way, on August 16th, Marion County Sheriff's Office deputy was conducting radar enforcement in the area of Marion Oaks. While on shift, an orange pickup truck came barreling past the patrol car. The incident was caught on dash cam, and radar confirmed the vehicle was doing 89 and a 45. Definitely sounds like somebody we know.
Yeah.
The deputy activated his emergency lights and siren, conducted the traffic stop, and the driver of the truck, later identified as 41-year-old James Rick Jr., fled from the deputy, then turned off the lights on his truck, turning on to Southwest 32nd in hopes of eluding the deputy, but it didn't work and the deputy caught up to him. Body cam video shows the deputy conducting a traffic stop, the DUI traffic stop. Deputy said he could smell alcohol coming from Rick's breath and he was unsteady on his feet, but he can be seen wearing a shirt that says I'm the reason the beer's always gone. The sheriff's office said Ricks failed his field sobriety exercises. When Ricks was placed under arrest, deputy said he went from cooperative and in a good mood to verbally aggressive. He was transported to the Marion County Jail. He provided breath samples of 0.204 and 0.200, almost three times over the legal limit. He was charged with DUI and fleeing to elude a law enforcement officer.
Bad, bad boy.
Yep. Not the time to wear that shirt.
No.
Let's see. And then we have this guy. This comes from WFTV.com. Headline is caught in the act. Nude Florida man accused of trying to break into Kissimmee homes. In Osceola County, Florida. Florida man was arrested Monday, accused of trying to break into homes in a Kissimmee neighborhood while completely naked. The county deputies were called to a home on Candom Way just before 1:30 in the morning Monday for reports of an attempted burglary in process. The caller said he heard a noise coming from her back patio and checked her Ring camera to see a naked man attempting to open it. The caller said she saw the man making obscene gestures towards the camera, like masturbating and bending over to expose his rectum. While investigating the initial complaint, the sheriff's office received a second call about a naked man in the area. Deputies responding to the second call identified the suspect as 23-year-old Giovanni Alcaraz and took him into custody. Deputies say the video from the second home showed Alcaraz wandering the backyard completely nude and doing those same things in front of the camera.
Wow.
Yeah. Video from the sheriff's office helicopter shows Alcaraz running through the neighborhood as responding deputies approached the area. He was booked in the county jail Monday on two counts of exposure of sexual organs and one charge of resisting arrest. He remains there on an $8,500 bond.
Sexual organs, huh? What a, come on, Gio, get it together.
All right. Yeah. Something else, man. All right. Well, that is all the time we have for this evening. So we should probably just leave it there. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. Jack Clegg is up next. So stay tuned for that. And until tomorrow, remember, if you're going to be dumb like that guy, you better be tough. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Everybody have a great night.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue.